Well, we've been trying to get through to a spokesperson for the Houthis, who call themselves Ansar Allah, since last week. Shortly before we came on air today, my NewsHour colleague Mo Hashim spoke in Arabic to Mohammed al-Bukhaiti, who is one of the Houthis' political leaders. First, what was his reaction to this terrorist redesignation?
The American decision to designate Ansar Allah as a terrorist organization is proof of the bankruptcy and military inability of America. Because we are at war against America and Britain, therefore this decision won't change a thing. Besides, this resolution will squander whatever remains of the U.S. credibility. Because we cannot be terrorists as we are striving to end genocide and seeking to end the siege against more than 2 million humans in Gaza to bring them food, medicine and fuel. The terrorist is the one who's committing genocide and those who back and protect those who commit genocide. Thus, this designation will waste America's credibility. Also, this resolution will raise awareness among the Yemeni people and across the Arab and Islamic worlds. This decision will not have any impact on our military operations in the Zionist interior or in the Red Sea. We will continue until the genocide stops in Gaza and food, fuel and medicines are allowed in for its residents.
Well, Mo then asked him what impact the designation would have on tensions in the region.
Definitely, this decision will have negative repercussions for all, and its negatives for America and Britain are more than for other states. It would have been better for the US and the UK to pressure the Zionist entity to end its genocide crimes in Gaza and to be satisfied with what has been achieved. We would have stopped immediately. However, the continuation of the battles is not in America or Britain's interests. This is a very particular battle because of its moral dimension, which is more important than its military side. Yemen has already emerged victorious in its moral field from the first round in the first clash with a knockout punch. The world today faces two choices: to back those trying to stop the Gaza genocide, or to stand along those who support it and protect its perpetrators. Therefore, the prolongation of the war will expose America and Britain more in front of the international public opinion and at home in the UK and the US. Through this platform, we reiterate we are not against the American or the British people. Our conflict is with the ruling Zionist elite in Washington and London, who move to serve their narrow interests by harming the interests of all people, including the American and British people.
That was Mohammed al-Bukhaiti of the Yemeni movement Ansar Allah,